Hello, respected viewers, George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once again. So in this video, I'm considering the terrible brain drain that Russia is suffering with regard to scientists. The Russian Academy of Sciences recently, said that 50,000 Russian scientists had emigrated over the past 5 years, which is quite a disastrous figure, leaving something like 300,000 scientists in the Russian Federation. At the end of the Soviet era in 1991, they had roughly 900,000 scientists. Bear in mind the population's gone down a bit since then, and the number of scientists has gone hugely down. It's about a third of what it is, of what it was, rather. So they're dying off and emigrating and not being replaced at anything like the same rate. So, and the other Russians have emigrated, partly due to the war, partly due to general political oppression, poor economic prospects. These are the push factors, the pull factors. They'd be much better funded in universities abroad, particularly in the Occident. And there's not this airless atmosphere that one finds in Russia, where free inquiry is suffocated, including in the hard scientists. So the Russian STEM sector is suffering very badly. So sanctions means they can't get access to technology. They just won't share their know-how. And well, I mean, academic papers are obtainable almost everywhere. And Russian science has been very poorly funded, very underfunded, unless it's directly military. There's this atmosphere of paranoia. Three Russian missile scientists have recently been charged with high treason. I wonder if this is like a Stalinist witch hunt, because Putin is sort of retard Stalin. He's warming it up again, Stalinism up again. Obviously, it's not on the huge scale level of internal violence, because as a search for scapegoats, it can't possibly be Putin's fault or the top brass. Defense Minister Shoigu has manifestly failed. This two-day war has turned into a year and 3 months. General Valery Gerasimov, the chief of the general staff, he has been an absolute disaster, and he hasn't been removed. So no. Responsibility is passed down the chain of command to those who've actually got no agency. They're going to be hung out to dry for this. So who can they blame it on? Okay, they can blame it on these scientists. Now, I don't know these men to be innocent. So they've gone abroad to universities in Western Europe, in the United States, and elsewhere, even Singapore. So, but it's obviously difficult to get out, because 33 foreign airlines have stopped flying to Russia since the war began in February 2022. And obviously the last 5 years, for a couple of years, almost impossible to emigrate, because very little international travel was allowed in the depths of lockdown. And but Russian scientists increasingly speak English or other foreign languages, easy to find work abroad. So the upper middle class are the most likely to leave, but the government tries to prevent them leaving with more than $10,000 in the country. So even if they leave, they have to leave their wealth behind, or else they decide they're just not going to leave at all, and $10,000 won't last very long. Can you really set yourself up in the other country? So this is a brain drain. So it's thought that since 2019, as many as 2 million people have emigrated, typically young adults, usually university graduates. A lot of them are business people, are academics, people in creative industries, the people that Russia can least afford to lose, and difficult to replace. Now, Putin has often seen this as a safety valve. It's actually a good thing that the intelligentsia is departing his country, because he sees it as the nucleus of a dissident movement, that they're broad-minded, they're plugged into the international system, they don't fall for his propaganda so much, they have media literacy, they may be less likely to be reliant on the states. George, in the Soviet Union, conditions were even worse, but progress is still quite admirable. Yeah, in the Soviet Union, because they weren't allowed to leave, by and large. It was the world's largest open-air prison. But the sciences were quite well-funded. Academics were, in a way, respected. So long as they towed the party line and they chanted these Marxist mantras, they were all right. About a third of the curriculum in any subject was Marxist-Leninism, even was totally not germane to the subject itself. Going on, so this is only likely to isolate, and often the second raters left behind. And then they're enforcing ideological orthodoxy, even when the subjects should be just objective, when there's really no role for ideology, such as in science, technology, engineering, mathematics. So the FSB, Federalная служба безопасности, the Federal Security Service, as the internal political police charged with oppression, enforcing ideological conformity, and crushing human rights activists, peaceful dissidents are asserting their rights pursuant to the Russian constitution. The FSB's got offices in all sorts of academic institutions, not just scientific ones, historical ones and things like that. So as I say, this is Stalinism reheated. So it's just going to speed up. People, anyone working in the tech sector, and these are areas that Putin's repeatedly said that Russia desperately needs to advance in. So this loss of human capital will really be irreplaceable. So it really is cataclysmic for Russia. So there's been, for the past 10 years, there's been minimal economic growth. Obviously, they've now gone into recession. I mean, it's actually not that bad, the recession, not as bad as people thought it was going to be. But anyway, how on earth are they going to get out of this? Because you need a complete reversal. You need to end the war. You need to stop oppressing people. You need to start funding sciences better. And I just don't see any of that is going to happen in the remotely foreseeable future. Because Russia's military technology is a generation behind the West, obviously they need their scientists all the more to compete in that field, but also in the economic sphere, engineering, all this leveling up these big national infrastructure projects not going to be done, accessing oil and gas, which is more difficult to find. A carceral state. Oh, good question. Well, there's so many of them. There's obviously a Red Agent. Oh, that's that woman who wrote a big book about Putin almost 20 years ago. I can't remember what it's called, actually. Anything by Me. So as I say, the world's largest open air prison, but people are at least allowed to go. And Putin thinks that's vital. He doesn't have it hermetically sealed. Sometimes trying to stop military age males departing the country. So this is a downward trend. And obviously academics in the humanities, all right, they don't matter that much, the economy. But some of them are leaving the country as well. And so these erudite people are going abroad. And what on earth would ever tempt them back? So it's going to impact on commerce, manufacturing, the hydrocarbon sector, and on things like that. So if they can't get access to Western technology, they're going to have to produce their own in aeronautical engineering. Their missiles aren't fast enough. These Kinjal missiles are supposed to be unstoppable. Some of them shot down. The Dagger missiles, is at 12,000 kilometers an hour? They're going to go. Now, the Ukrainians claim to have shot down all six of them, which might be a lie, but it's very likely to be at least some of them. And presumably the Americans are not giving their very best technology to the Ukrainians, reserving that they really need it. So, I mean, one American commentator said that's one of the really good things to come out of this war, very reassuring. The United States can actually shoot down some of these Russian missiles if push comes to shove. So these are very negative trends for Russia, redolent of just after 1917, when most of the intellectuals left the country. So it took a generation to replace them, really. Because they could more easily find work abroad, they had connections, they spoke foreign languages. Even Putin's cheerleader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, has said that Russia is facing a 1917 moment again. But I don't think so. I don't think there's any likelihood of Putin being overthrown. And certainly if he is, not by the masses, by the Siloviki, maybe. If he loses the war, if he backs down, getting nothing in return, there's a slim possibility that would happen. Thank you for watching the channel. Make sure you follow me on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.